"Good Lord, Ian, can't I take you anywhere?" said the other. It was Donald. Splinters of pain shooting through his forehead, Ian staggered back into the circle where his opponent was waiting for him. Though intoxicated, the man was obviously skilled in the art of fisticuffs. Ramsay stood inside the porch and waited for the girl to speak.
"It's my mother," she spoke in a rush. "I'm worried about her. I didn't know what to do."
"If it really is police business, you know, you should call the station. Or 999, if it's an emergency."
"Think of me as a guide. Our first stop will be Istanbul, not far away. There you will leave the bus. Bathroom facilities and food will be provided."
"Those policemen are speaking Albanian," Bethany whispered to Barry. "Are you certain?" Bethany nodded. "I'm positive."
He walked over to the van, glanced over his shoulder, then dropped his voice. "I just came to have a word with Ross and Shelley about noise. How's your mum doing?" "As well as can be expected." He nodded sympathetically.
"Must be hard," Adrian said. "On you, I mean. Worrying about her."
Frank reached through the car window and cuffed the back of Adrian's head.
"Bloody insensitive lout."
According to Joanne Black, America's leading authority on referral selling, a referral enables you to secure a meeting with just one call. She makes the valid point that the sales process shortens and the cost of sale plummets. Joanne's own surveys with clients, conducted over two decades, reveal that competition diminishes greatly with referral selling and conversion rates increase to be greater than 50%.